Welcome to the Uncaged Podcast. I'm Andy. I'll be your host as we discuss all things mindset, motivation, and becoming the version of yourself that you actually want to become. So let's go down the rabbit hole together. We'll talk about the things that we avoid so that we can live a life full of prosperity and without limitation. And most importantly, unlock the potential we already have that's just waiting to be found. Now, this is episode one, so I'm only going to touch on this briefly and we'll expand in further episodes. Getting started. Getting started is everything, because most people will sit on the sideline saying, what if, usually watching other people doing it, and they miss these opportunities that are constantly there, presenting themselves to you, and we avoid them through this feeling that we're unworthy and that it just isn't possible for us. I see this all the time. I've also been there, and now I've also done things to show that that's just a smokescreen and a self-created idea. I've had many things that I've experimented on to put this thing to a test, and hence why now I've discovered that the real key when you're setting a goal for anything is it has to scare you a little bit, because that fear is an indicator that you're on the right track and maybe all you need to do is learn something. All you need to do is gain a new skill and put action in, put the time in, and keep your mindset strong in the process of these changes. A lot of people quit early, far before they even need to. So they never really get to see their potential. They never get to unlock their own power because they quit early and settle to seek comfort and security, as well as predictability. Now, I'm here to tell you the greatest thing you could ever do to predict any future scenario is to create it yourself by taking action. Goal setting is a guidepost. If you can set a goal that's super meaningful for you and is close to your heart and propels you forward, you now have a magnetic pull to that. And then the only thing you really need to do the whole time along that path towards that goal is to make sure you don't veer off the path and get distracted or influenced or sucked in by outside opinions or ideas. Stay true to the goal and continue the daily tasks it takes to get there. And in future episodes, I'm going to dive really far into habits. But for now, the power of habits, and when you get to be consciously aware of how you can control your own habits and set new ones, is going to be the key on how you can learn anything, achieve a state of being. You want to feel good? It can be done. You want to learn a new skill? Repetition creates the habit. It's the rewiring of your brain to make it automatic. So if you don't like the circumstances of your life right now, become aware of why. Maybe you're fearful. Maybe you feel unworthy. And you repeat the same story over and over and over again, which is why it's so strong and apparent in your life. Don't like how much money you're making. There's a byproduct from that. Could be how you're thinking and acting. Maybe you choose comfort much more than you choose challenge. My goal with this podcast is to help you realize that you have so much potential and that you're just on the cusp of discovering it. And I want to help propel you forward. But first, we need a goal. You've got to set the goal as a guidepost. Get clear on what that is, so that you can begin planning the steps it takes to get there. If you haven't heard this before, you plan the goal and you create the blueprint to get there. You get to create it, and you can do it your way. You're going to be able to learn many things from not just me, but other people on how to actually achieve these things efficiently. But the key is to begin. If you never begin, you're going to settle for the current circumstances. And if you don't like your current circumstances, why would you do that? You're just holding yourself back. And not only that, you're strangling the potential within you. We need to unleash it, uncage it. That's the whole point of this podcast, is to get out from our little box that we've created. No one else has created it. Even if you're in a job you don't like, remember, it's your choice. Doesn't matter how busy the lifestyle or routines or whatever you seemingly are smothered by, there's always opportunity to begin the process of planning. Remember, time is constant, so you can just stay on it, keep taking action, and eventually you'll be able to break out of the old routines and patterns that you think and take action by. The key, though, is to begin. So start as soon as possible. But first, get clear on the goal. Write it down. Get really clear. Have some fun with that activity. It doesn't have to be super serious, and it doesn't need to be achieved next week. It could be years down the track. Mine's years and years down the track. However, it excites the hell out of me. And every time I picture it in my head and I look at it, I am excited by it. And I want that for you. Because then you will wake up every day with a spring in your foot, not feeling like you've got a ball and chain you're dragging around, feeling hopeless. Be inspired by your goal. Create a goal that inspires and drives you. That's it. And it's the best place to start because it's step one. You're going to get familiar with where you're going so that you have a path to walk on. And over this time doing this podcast and the next few episodes to come, I'm going to help you with the things that have really, really helped me on my journey. And I'm only ever going to share what I've really experienced. And if I don't know something, I'm not going to touch on it. I'm just going to go by what I know, what I've experienced, and what helps me currently and in the past that's helped me. This is the key. So I'm really excited. Start with step one. Step one is setting the goal. Get really clear on it so that you have a direction. If you feel like you're going nowhere, now you know where to begin. Let's get it.